You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Robin Waite. Robin, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely, 100%, George. Let's do it.
Let's go. Robin is the founder of Fearless Business. He is a speaker, a podcast host, a best-selling author of 5 books. I'm excited to have you on. Robin, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, well, I suppose the business side of things for me is a bit of a side hustle, because I'm a dedicated husband, and I have 7 and 5 year old daughters who properly keep me on my toes. So, the business actually comes second to them at all times. And they're at that point where they're doing all of the holiday clubs and, you know, weekend clubs and things like that. So we're busy just moving them around all the time. But and then after the business, I surf as well. I'm a keen cyclist, one of those annoying lycra clad weekend warriors holding up all the traffic. That's me doing my bit to annoy general public.
And tell us a little bit about the work.
Fearless Business. So we're a coaching practice, and I like to think that we have some you know, very unique qualities. But we work with other coaches and consultants, typically time for money based businesses, and help them to productize whatever it is that they're selling. Typically, when you productize something, it means that it's worth a lot more. So our focus is on helping people, our clients, to articulate their value better so that they can increase their prices. And obviously that then has, you know, this is where we start to make our real impact, because when you charge more and you make a bit more profit, then obviously you can reinvest that money back into the business, make more, and or you can have a lot more sort of fun with your family and things like that. So I think I've calculated now over the last 5 years with Fearless Business, we've had 8 fearless babies. Not all mine, obviously, client ones. We've had several who've been able to save up and buy a house. We've had several who have gone on to move out of their home office and get a proper big office. We've also had several where one of the partners, husband or wife, husband, one of them's been able to give up their day job and come into the business as well. So for me, those are like the real impacts that we like to make at Fearless Business.
I love it. Help people create a virtuous cycle versus a vicious cycle, that if we are not charging enough or what we're worth, that you're sort of trapped in.
100%. And I think people forget that, come on, the one objective with business is to make money. Okay. You know, it's not beat about the bush, but the reality is you can do that. There is always a reason why we want to earn money. So it's to have a better life in some way, shape or form, or to do some kind of good. But the reason I always kind of caveat this is like, yes, the one goal is to make money, it's to make profit, but you can do that with a sense of like passion, purpose, vision, mission, values, like all of that good stuff as well, and run a very ethical and sustainable business in the same time as making the shit ton of cash.
Nice. I appreciate that. So how often, it's probably tough to quantify, are people not charging enough?
Pretty much every business owner who is charging time for money, so either an hourly rate or day rate, is in some way underselling themselves. And the reason for that is because when, you know, typical mistakes which I see people make, so especially if they're charging hourly rates, they'll be told by all the experts and gurus, go and do your competitor research, go and see what the competition are charging. Now, that's good. I always say, I'm not knocking that, go and look at the competition. But the mistake is the assumption that your competitors know what they're doing. So if George is looking at Dave, who's looking at Trisha's prices, who's looking at Sharon's prices, and Sharon's looking back at George's prices, I'm like, which one of you four is the expert in pricing? Hmm. And the answer is probably none of you. Okay. So, you know, and it might be that, you know, we look at George's prices for comparison, but George actually isn't making any money. So why would we copy a business model that is fundamentally flawed and not profitable? So that's the point where I encourage people to, yes, go and look at the competition, see what everybody else is charging. But remember, there's probably one person out there. And let's say, for example, I don't know, you run a local web design business, right? And you look at 20 other web designers in the local area, you see what they're charging. There's always one who is the most expensive on the market. But they've probably been around for the longest. They probably have the best reputation. They've got the most Google reviews, for example. They've got the fantastic website. But the clue is that they're the most expensive and they're still able to acquire clients. So there are still people who want to work with them, despite the fact that they're the most expensive in their marketplace. The likelihood is as well that they're probably the most profitable. Right. And they have the most sustainable business because they've been around for the longest and everybody trusts them. And there's lots of referrals going around for that business. So it is okay to go out there and be the most expensive. And the second mistake is that if I'm selling an hour of my time, that's how much I value my time at. That could be different to how much somebody else values it at. Okay. And so what I mean by that is there are two other areas of how you should, you know, cost out whatever product or service it is that you're selling. So we've got time. That's the first one. The second area is overheads and costs. You know, it costs something to run a business. So you need to make sure that time and overheads are included within this. And then the third thing is intellectual property. So, you know, imagine, I'll try and keep this brief because I know we only have a short time to record, but imagine like sticking with the web design side of things, for example. I know that because I know it well because I ran an agency for 12 years and that was predominantly one of our services. So imagine we had three different web designers, okay? And so Dave comes along and he's charging $50 an hour. And he says, George, it'll take me 20 hours. So roughly it's $1,000 for this website. You'd be like, cool, okay. But what George forgot to tell you was that he hasn't been doing it for very long. He's not terribly experienced and his websites, they don't look great and they don't get the best results, okay. But he comes back 3 months later, here's your website, George. And you go, well, hang on, Dave, where's the blog and the shopping cart, which you promised me? And so Dave says, oh, I'm sorry about that, George, but we've used up your 20 hours. It'll cost you another 10 hours. Is that cool? You'd be like, well, hell no, I don't want to pay anymore. We agreed that it would be 20 hours and that's what I thought I was paying. So there's friction straight away. So that's the first clue that hourly rates just don't work. Then we have Steve. Steve comes along. He's been doing this for years, but he doesn't know what Robin knows about pricing. So he's also charging $50 an hour. But because he's really experienced, he can build it quicker. So it only takes him 10 hours and it gets better results, right? Yeah, so hang on, the guy who is more experienced and gets better results, he only gets paid a third of what, you know, Dave, the lesser experienced guy, is getting paid. So there's our second clue that it just doesn't, hourly rates just don't work. Then Trisha comes along. She's a website ninja, right? She is the best of the best of the best. And she goes, listen, George, my websites, I'll knock this out of the park for you in 24 hours. Within 30 days, it will be producing 20 solid leads a month for your business. Okay. My websites come with a guarantee. If they're not producing those leads, I'll pay you all of your money back and I'll pay you $1,000 for wasting your time, which you can spend with Dave or Steve. Is that cool?
Sounds great.
Excellent. Ask me how much they are.
How much?
They're $10,000, but it comes with a guarantee. Okay, so you've got now a completely different value proposition there, which, you know, Trish has been able to factor in her skills and experience, i.e. her intellectual property and all of the case studies, the other websites that she's built up, all of those 20 years worth of experience. You know, she's an avid learner, so she's still learning about all the latest and greatest techniques. So she's able to price that into her 10K offer. And yes, on the face of it, it might seem like it's 10 times the price, but she's probably offering infinitely more value than the other two are offering at their hourly rates. So, but there is like one really clear reason why people get stuck and they don't want to put crazy rates out. And it's very simple. Fear of rejection. That is the only reason people don't put their prices up.
It's that simple.
Basically, yeah. But that fear of rejection is very deep-seated, and that's why it takes a long time to unpack. So if you think about it, I don't know whether you experience this, but probably many people listening to this experience this. So between the ages of about 3 and 7 is when we develop our money blueprint. And if you imagine, like, if you go, you know, we're going to regress everybody back to their childhood for a moment here. And probably things which may sound very familiar are going to be things like, or you can't have those new sneakers because they're too expensive. We can't take a vacation this year because we can't afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is the love of money is the root of all evil. I always have to correct myself on that quote to get it right. The love of money is the root of all evil. Oh, look at that Lamborghini. Isn't that disgusting? Isn't that grotesque? So people have this very negative like relationship around money and wealth and things like that. But again, this is where I'd remind people about, you know, the shift here is without money, we can't, in today's modern world, we can't really do much good. So think about all of the charities out there who rely on businesses and individuals to make donations to their good causes so that we can go and help people who are less fortunate than us. Like, money is actually an incredible tool that you can use for good, a weapon of good. So for 99% of people who have this really negative attachment to money, and throughout their youth and going into their sort of elder years, like, we're always validated by money. It's like going for a promotion at work.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You know, you ask for a pay rise. No, you're not worth it. Like, those are the things that we keep on hearing. It's always validated you're not worth it. So we're actually constantly filled with rejection all the way through. And actually, that poor blueprint, money blueprint, doesn't serve us when it comes to being an entrepreneur in business. The entrepreneurs who tend to succeed are the ones that have this deep-seated belief that I'm worth it. So if we step out into the workplace and we're confident in our value that we can deliver to the world, we're able to effectively communicate that to prospective buyers. But what it means is when you charge more, you are going to have fewer clients. So which means, like, the opposite side of that seesaw is that you're going to get more no's, but you have to be really comfortable with that. Like, for every four no's that we get, we only want or need one yes if we price ourselves right to make a decent income, you know. And so, and those numbers are stark. Like, it's really simple when you break it down. And I know I've probably made it sound a little bit sort of, I don't know, cold. but ultimately, it's like, get over that fear of rejection, stop being attached to the sale, and you can have a lot more success with your life.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you 100%. And that we are, for lack of a better term, hardwired to have these negative beliefs running. And it's sort of our operating system. That's the way that I like to think about it. It sounds easy, but it does hard, right? So how do I go about breaking that cycle of lack of worth, not charging enough?
So it's a 3 or 4 stage process, okay? And actually, it's relatively simple. So I tell you what, actually, George, if you're open to playing the game, we can, sure, you can help me out here. Okay. So think of a product or service that you would love to sell. Okay. It could be a course or a program or something.
Let's just stick with web design.
Stick with web design. Right. So, let's say, how much would you like to sell if you had, like, I don't know, a brochure style website package? How much would you like to sell it for? How much do you think you could get at the moment?
$10,000.
$10,000. Okay. Right. Well, we're going to use $10,000 as a starting point, right? Because you've already told me, yeah, I'd be happy to sell it for 10. But imagine there is a world out there that you could sell that website package for, I don't know, $50,000.
Amazing.
Okay. So step one is we just sow the seed of an idea. Could we do it? Has somebody ever sold a $50,000 website? Probably. Okay. Sure. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility that we could do it. So that's step number one. The second step, though, is we've got to work out where your level of comfort is, okay? Because it might be that you go, I mean, you went sure at $50,000. What about $100,000?
Wow. You know, I bet there are companies that spend that, but I don't know if I could do that.
This is now about George. Could you sell a $100,000 website?
I don't think so.
Okay. Could you sell a $50,000 one?
Yeah. I do good work.
Great. So 60,000, 70,000, 80,000. Okay. So 80,000 was just around about your comfort zone. Okay. Now everybody probably maybe listening to this is going, or watching this is going, what just happened there? I could actually see there was something in your body language which just shifted when I went from 70 to 80, which tells me that 70 is inside your comfort zone. 80 is just outside it. Okay. So, and what we want to do is we want to go, right, we're going to sell our websites now for 80,000 because it's just outside our comfort zone. We want something to stretch us. That's where growth comes from. Okay. And then the third step is then we want to validate that. We've created a hypothesis that we could sell it for 80,000. It's just outside our comfort zone. So now we want to go and prove or disprove that hypothesis. So this is where, as a coach, I'd equip you with the tools to be able to articulate the value of the 80K website, but I would challenge you. I'd say, right, George, I need you to go and pitch the next 10 or 20 people at $80,000 for their website.
Okay.
And you go, okay, well, I'm down for the challenge. Or
sure.
You go, oh, no.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, so, and what all I do with our clients is, so I only ever work with clients where I genuinely believe in their product or service that they're selling. If I can see a hole in it that I'm just don't get it, I won't take them on as a client. Okay. So with clients, it's easier. So I actually throw down a challenge at this point. I say, listen, if you go and pitch 10 people and you can prove to me that you pitch 10 people genuinely at $80,000 using the techniques that we've taught you around sales and pricing and things like that, and not one of them buys, I will buy your service. Okay. So they're going to get at least one sale out of it. And immediately they're like, oh, well, that's easy then. Of course I'm going to go and do that. Cause they know they're guaranteed to get at least one sale out of it. And so inevitably what happens is, and typically those 10 pitches will take about 4 to 6 weeks to get through. My clients come back to me and they'll like, sometimes it could be the first or second pitch they do. The client says yes. And they go, oh my gosh, Robin, that was so easy. I can't believe it. But clients are like buses. So for most people, it's normally like the 8th, 9th or 10th pitch when they get their first, you know, and then two say yes, like, you know, back to back, just because that's the way clients like to work. But even still, even if they have to wait a little bit longer for that result and then they do get the result, they still go, oh, God, I can't believe how easy that was. And the reality is, it's kind of like you just need to see evidence to back up the hypothesis. And when you can see it, like, oh, well, yeah, it makes sense now. And what's really interesting is the fifth step is then we just iterate. So it's an iterative process. We're like, cool, now you've sold 2, 3, or 4 people at 80K. We're going to push that price up to 100 and we're going to test another 10 people. And then when you sell it to 2, 3, or 4 people, right, we're going to push the price up to 120. So, and what we do is we're just building on confidence because now you've got evidence to show that you can do this and that you're worth that amount. You're learning to sell to higher net worth clients. You're getting better at articulating your value, confidence grows. So it's kind of like this really nice, you know, cycle which you go through, which kind of feeds on itself.
I love it. That certainly does make sense. I imagine sort of the look on people's faces when you throw those higher numbers up and they're like, oh, you know what, think about it. And then making that guarantee, hey, worst case scenario, you're at least going to get one new client out of it because I will buy it if in fact nobody else does. And what a life-changing experience. You mentioned at the top that there are babies that have been born and lives that have been changed, and so totally shift. So how long does the process that you how long does a typical engagement last for?
Yeah, so this is where I mentioned that we're slightly different to a lot of other coaching companies out there. So a lot of coaching companies will like you pay them money and then when you stop paying money, you stop getting coaching. However, we do it slightly differently. So all of our clients get their desired outcome or result within the space of about 3 to 6 months. You know, we've had anomalies. It's like a bell curve, anomalies which sit, you know, we've had somebody get their return on investment with us within 5 days. We've had other clients who, you know, for one person, it took them 12 months, but they're at the other ends of the extreme. But most clients sit in that 3 to 6 month sweet spot. But what we do is we do a one-time fee. So when a client comes in, they pay us one enrollment fee. We do offer installments on that. But then when they're in, they're a fearless crew member for life. And what typically tends to happen is they'll get their desired result or outcome within 3 to 6 months. And then they go through this, most business owners go through this consolidation phase, where they're just like, great, now we've got money coming in, we're enrolling clients, we're doing all of the stuff that we paid you for. And then they move on to like stage two, which is when they start to get into scaling. So now they're moving up to taking on their first employee, you know, and sort of moving beyond six figures typically. And that actually is the point whereby like we actually hand over to people who sort of do six to seven figure scaling. We don't actually do that ourselves. Or they may become a one-to-one client, or but that what they can do is they can just repeat Fearless, you know, the Fearless Business Accelerator. But they don't have to pay again. So they can go through it as many times as they want. And what that's meant is it's good for us because we get a ton of referrals. We have an amazing community of business owners that we're starting to grow now. And of course, they all network with each other and buy each other's services as well. And it's just, again, it kind of feeds off itself. It's a really great community.
I love it. Good stuff. Well, Robin, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So my view on it, and probably people have already got an idea of where I might go with this, but too many business owners spend too long creating the perfect product. And I believe that you can create 80% of that perfect product within about a tenth of the time, okay? Which means that you can get immediate feedback on it. So my view is like build an imperfect product and launch it fast and iterate, and you'll, you know, over the same 12-month period, you'll end up with a product which is like 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than what it would have been if you just built the perfect product before launch.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Yeah, having that process, I love it, step by step. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and Fearless Business?
Awesome. Thank you, George. I'm as a gift for everybody taking the time to listen in today. I'm offering a copy of my book, Take Your Shot, to all of your listeners. So if they go to fearless.biz/TYS for Take Your Shot, you can go and download a copy there. And then jump onto Google, type in Robin Waite with an E on the end of it. And you'll be able to find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, all of the other usual social media channels.
Love it. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Robin your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Give us the website again.
Fearless.biz/TYS.
Perfect. Go to fearless.biz/TYS to get a copy of his book, Take Your Shot, and then I'll list all the social media and the notes of the show. Thanks again, Robin.
Awesome. It's a pleasure. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.